I am doing this session in response to a large number of people calling on God. Why are they calling on God, and what do I mean by that? You call on God, everybody calls on God when a person is dying. God. And now so many people on this planet are calling on God because the bombs are falling and killing children, old people, everybody. Never before in our recent history have we seen so many people calling on God. I'm not going to go talk about it. I'm going to talk directly to people who have been selected by God to receive this wonderful knowledge or wisdom, that they don't have to struggle to live a life of fulfillment, to know everything, to be able to do everything. Not by going to school or going into sciences, quantum computing, and so forth, but by tapping into the power they have within. And as I am speaking to you, you know, I have wasted 2 minutes or 1 minute now. I don't want to waste any more. At the end, I will give you an initiation, which is a baptism, which will help you to know who you are. Who you are is not your name, your body, your mind, but your spirit, which is God. You are God clothed in flesh and blood. Anyway, now what's the problem with us? Why are we struggling? It is because we don't have the wisdom like God, although we have the God's power within us. God creates everything just by thinking. In the beginning, there was the Word, and God said, let there be light, and light was there. And it is not just philosophy. It is true. You have the ability to manifest anything you want, to heal, to attract money, to attract anything that you want in life, just by thinking. But there is something wrong with our thinking, and that's because we use the mind to think. And instead of using the mind, if you use the higher mind within you, then you will be able to do everything. And that's what is called the miracle mind. The miracle mind is latent within you. In Sanskrit, there are two words. One is called chitti, and another is called siddhi. First, let me talk about chitti. Chitti is a rational mind, rational thought, analytical thinking, intellection, all these things, which will confuse you and will give you a very low level of reality where you have to struggle to understand, because it is chitti, the mind, is full of ignorance, whereas it can become siddhi also. You know, I can talk about it for months, there is no need, but I'm going to give you an experience at the end. One is the mind is human, and Siddhi is the divine. Now, what is happening here when you look at this? There is a thought. If the thought comes to a God, then the God will manifest it. There are many gods. I'm not talking about only one God. There are so many gods, millions. And there is this thought of man is bound by time. You have to wait for something to happen. And with God, there is no time. Why? Because time is mind. You have to transcend time. You have to annihilate time. And when you do this, what's happening? Manifestation occurs as soon as you think the thought. And that is called the siddhi. One is chitti, another is siddhi. And how can you get it? There are many, many, many methods you can use. And they are generally taught by yogis in ashrams for students who want to learn yoga. Yoga is union. Union with what? Union of chitti with the siddhi. Human mind with the divine mind is really yoga. Now, yoga is not a physical exercise. Yoga is really uniting with your divine mind. And how do you do it? That is by stopping the mind. And I will, and instead of talking about stopping the mind, I will tell you that stopping the mind is natural to you. thought is not natural to you. That we will do that when I come back. And now I have something else to talk about. And then what you have to do is waiting. You know, one of my teaching is waiting is a waste of time, because we have become big victims to this waiting process. Now, let me, this will happen only after 5 years, 10 years. And then this is not the time. And I'm teaching these courses because this is a time when people are calling on God for life, for breath. And God is moved to create, to start the golden age. And the golden age is not for everybody. The golden age certainly is not for people who are still stuck in this world of Maya, of illusion. It is a time, great time for people like you. I'm very happy to connect with you because you are on the right track. You may not have money as much as, you know, other billionaires you have, but you are the chosen people. That's why I'm teaching this. And then let me talk about, you know, so that it will go deep into your mind. Let's talk about Jesus, because you come in the tradition and I have immense, not only respect, but understanding and experience with Jesus. Jesus has this Siddhi power. I say has Siddhi powers because he still lives. Okay. His body is not there, but he is still living. You can talk to him too. He's not a talker. He is a doer. Meaning what? If somebody comes with a problem of blindness, he just throw some mud on the eyes and then washes with the water from River Jordan, and then he sees. How does it do? How does it happen? If you go to an ophthalmologist and talk to him, he said, that's all, you know, not possible. Yes, for him, it's not possible. But it is possible with faith, because with faith, you can move mountains. You don't need much faith. Even with a faith like a mustard seed, you can move mountains. And how can you get faith? And that is the problem. We naturally don't have faith. We have disbelief, you know, no faith in miracles. But we will change all this. The time is, you know, you have, in because so many people are calling on God. And God is here. And he is at least preparing you for a better future. And how did the another question that I just asked, how did Jesus get the power? Through baptism or anointing. So it is a term used in Judeo-Christian traditions, anointing. In yoga, it is called diksha, a diksha power. Diksha is passing the energy, divine energy, into a student. And Jesus didn't have the power when he was born. There was a baptism that took place, and you all know, and John the Baptist was baptizing. Jesus also went there. And then the dove came, and then the stove, and then the Holy Spirit got into his body. The bottom line is how to get the Holy Spirit into your body. It is already there in your body. It has to be ignited. When it is ignited, you move from a human ignorant mind to a divine Siddhi mind. And that is what you have to develop. And it is not by your effort alone. It is going to be through grace. Through grace. You can meditate forever in your life. And nothing much will happen. You can read a lot or gather a lot of intellectual garbage. That's not going to work. All that needs to happen is your ego has to go, your mind has to go, and they are unreal, and they are the reason why we fell in the beginning into the sixth plane from heaven. And one last point I want to say, that more you learn, more educated you are, the more you have a PhD, MD, or, you know, more money, your ego will go up. You will ruin yourself. And spiritual ego will totally ruin you. And people, many people think that they are, I am God, because the scriptures also said that. Even Jesus also asked people, doesn't your scripture say that you are also God? It's all right. But Jesus also said, my Father, everything is possible. I am that I am. But then that I am is not you. That I am is the inner self. And that I am, one, you realize that you are God and you are in the human body also. You don't call yourself as God anymore. I am God's servant to help you, others. I am the servant. So all that you are doing, then you don't even have to work too hard to even get a thought into your mind. Raman Maharshi said at one point, when people said, I can't meditate when too many thoughts are coming, he said, he never talked. He had a loincloth and was sitting in front of thousands of people. This question that I have problems with my thoughts, I can't meditate, he said, yes. I have problems with thoughts too. What is my problem? My problem is how to get a thought into my mind. And when that happens, the baptism has occurred. The anointing has occurred. There is no effort at all. Then you don't go about saying, I am God. Then you are silent. And in that silence, you have immense bliss. Ability to do everything. And that is the miracle. That's why Jesus did not give big lectures. Did the job. He did the job of curing people. So that ability, which is already within you, has to be ignited through the grace of God. And you have to do some effort, very little effort. And that effort will also go away. But prior to that, there should be a diksha, and I will give you a diksha. Diksha is giving you passing the transmitting God's power and igniting what is latent already within you. And that is the job of a guru. A guru is one. Guru means the remover of ignorance. That is the meaning of the word guru, who gives you a diksha, and that I will do. And I was not going to do anything, and I said, even for many years I have been doing teaching this mystery school, I said I won't do it. Then I changed my mind. Then I even decided to do these things for you, that I, so that you can also be benefited during this time, that this is the hour of God. God bless.